When are we likely to see economic growth? Where is our economy headed? How fast will it grow post-COVID? And how will President Biden's infrastructure plan affect it? You know, there's definitely pent-up demand in the economy, both here and abroad. You know, savings rates are the highest they've been since shortly after World War II. So in other words, people are hungry and ready to get out and consume, I think, and do things and produce economic activity. So keep in mind, it's not just how much money is in print and in circulation, because the Federal Reserve has been, you know, printing a lot of money every month, but it's also what's going on with that money. How fast is it circulating through the economy and resulting in gross domestic product? And the speed at which the money cycles through the economy is called the velocity of money. So one of the reasons we haven't seen tremendous growth and rebound is because the velocity of the money has not quite come back. But we have all this pent-up demand, savings, people are ready. So I think things are poised for some good things. Now, Moody's chief economist said that President Biden's infrastructure plan, so that's been proposed, could actually marginally slow the economy during the short term. And one of the big reasons for that is corporate tax hikes could offset the plan's price tag at first, but the benefit of new infrastructure spending might not happen until later. So you may get an immediate, especially on the corporate income tax, if that does go up from 21 to 28%. Well, you and I both know that that gets filtered down to you and me, the consumer, when we have higher corporate income taxes. It just gets filtered right down. And we ended up paying it. You know, the infrastructure spending, I do think, is extremely important. I think infrastructure is a great way to really get kind of reset a new economy and get back to full, or at least closer to full employment. But, you know, at a cost of over $2 trillion, we could end up seeing increased income taxes. How do you pay for it? It's just a tough balancing act. And we're already at such enormous levels of debt. So bottom line is we live in uncertain times. And I think retirees and soon to be retirees need to be prepared. And, you know, interest rates are very, very low. So the bond market is not very attractive on the long term. Because the interest rates are so low. And remember, if interest rates go up, bonds values go down. So either bonds aren't paying much or interest rates go up and they do even worse. And yet we're starting to see signs of a little bit of inflation. Taxes are likely to rise, especially in the longer term. And markets are unpredictable. And one of the keys to being successful in the long term is to be in the market surges, to be invested when we have market surges. But that means you're probably going to be invested when we have market declines and corrections. So the key is to put together a comprehensive plan that factors all that in. We're going to have good markets. We're going to have bad markets. You need stability of income in the short term in retirement, but you need growth of income in the long term.